What then is the treatment for hereditary hemochromatosis?
The treatment is actually quite simple. It's phlebotomy. If the body loses blood,
like bleeding in days of old,
we don't employ leeches or cupping or anything like that, but we do send people to the lab to have blood drawn. One of the challenges with hereditary hemochromatosis is this is a population of patients who will frequently require phlebotomy or blood draws to reduce their iron. This would seem to be a great population who could go and donate blood for altruistic reasons. Life is never quite that simple, and so these patients often are excluded from donating blood because some of their liver enzymes may be abnormal, and that is often the first screening test that blood banks and other places employ to exclude donors, to exclude other liver-related problems like viral hepatitis.
And if you get repetitive phlebotomies, how does that make the patient feel?
It can make the patient feel normal. Most of the symptoms of hereditary hemochromatosis can be reversed with iron depletion and phlebotomy, especially if we identify this process early before a patient is overtly symptomatic. One of the unfortunate symptoms that can be most challenging to reverse is the arthritis that comes along with severe cases of iron overload. And so when I'm discussing therapy with a patient, I want to make sure to set realistic expectations. We can reverse inflammation in the liver. We can improve diabetes, but improving the arthritis is often far more difficult.
When I'm gathering then early detection, protecting one's liver from alcohol, leading otherwise a healthy life, trying to make sure that one is phlebotomized or gives blood on or has blood removed on some sort of regular basis are all part of that therapeutic plan.
Absolutely. What I like to tell patients is what's good for their heart is good for their liver. So maintaining a healthy weight, alcohol use in moderation, if at all, and then getting their iron down to normal levels, these are all pieces of long-term success. And if we can appropriately iron deplete a patient, then hemochromatosis becomes a sort of a back burner diagnosis, so to speak, where patients can expect a normal life expectancy if it's caught early and there are no long-term changes to the liver, to the heart, to the pancreas, et cetera.